Hey everyone, it's the Noise Cancelling Podcast. I'm not going to sing, I'm not going to do anything stupid. I'm going to go straight into it because I am so late for recording this podcast because I have been stuck on a train having tried to buy a plant. That's what I've been doing.
What
plant?
A very small red plant for a small child who I picked up from school, and she said, I am so excited to go to the shop because mum said that I could get a plant today. And
is it a poinsettia? Poinsettia?
Yeah, because
I love a poinsettia.
Poinsettia, I think it is.
Poinsettia, whatever. The fancy red Christmas plant. I love a fancy red Christmas plant.
Well, with that stated, as we're off the rails, I guess I will jump into this maw of chaos and say that I'm Sherielle Smith, editor-in-chief of Laptop Mag.
I'm Gerald Lynch. What am I? Executive editor of Tech Radar.
I'm Vic Hood, gaming editor of Tech Radar.
And I'm Gareth Beavis, global editor-in-chief of Tech Radar, and I have a purring cat on my lap who is just making noise, as usual.
Perhaps some context as to why we're all over the place today.
Well, anyone who's been listening to the podcast for the last few weeks would obviously know that we just had a hectic, chaotic old week where Black Friday and Cyber Monday happened. Cyber Monday was yesterday, the Monday before recording, and Black Friday was obviously the Friday before that. And after the success of Amazon Prime Day's post Prime Day podcast, where it just made literally no sense, I was like, let's do it again. So I'm late. We're going to do an even shorter podcast than normal, which is good because we haven't got a running order. That's the best part about it. We haven't got a lot of idea what's happened in the tech world for the last week because it's been mostly about deals. Things that people want to buy, because the whole internet just seemed to go, I don't care about that other stuff. Let's just find out what the cheapest thing on the AirPods is. So, right. I think the biggest question is going to be this week, he says, thinking off the top of his head. How about this? If you could rename Black Friday anything, what would you name it?
Gerald doesn't have to work Friday. That would be good.
So the same as the other 51 days of the year, 51 weeks of the year.
well, if it was the other 51 days of the year, I think that would be probably my calendar allowance of holiday. Yeah, all right. So maybe back off.
What, 51 days a year holiday?
Yeah, which would be less than unlimited. I don't know.
Okay.
I saw what you were trying to do there. You tried to use the word weeks, but instead you used the word days, and it didn't come across quite as good, did it, Gareth?
No, it didn't.
And yet you're trying to turn it around on me. So. I think we just, unravel that a bit.
Victoria Hood?
Delirium Day, but like emphasis on deals.
Oh, I like it. Oh, you've been clever with this one.
Delirium. Yeah.
Good one. Cherie L. Smith, editor of Laptop Mag.
The Long March. Actually, no. I'm going to revise that. I would name it The Long Walk after a Stephen King short story where these dudes... were in this contest. It happened every year, and like you would walk until you couldn't, like you couldn't take breaks. Like you had like 30-second breaks if you stood still too long or fell asleep or what have you. That you get shot and killed, and the last one standing got whatever they wanted. It was basically a walking version of Death Race 2000.
Nice.
So I guess, good film.
I guess it probably makes sense to explain like why specifically we're tired now, right? So as a listener may know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend is when all the retailers put all of their wares up for ridiculously silly money, sort of okay, not too bad deal prices. We have spent the last month and then especially the last sort of week wrangling them into easily readable rundowns for your buying pleasure.
Not to mention the consoles and Apple launch and AMD launch and everything else that's happened in November. I just saw the color dream from your face there. Sherry, you're just like, no, don't mention it. Don't talk about that.
Like none of that happened.
It's been 2 months of, I know we talked about this already on the pod, but it's just been 2 months of absolute crazy in terms of just, October to November, just all the, it basically feels like the whole year was just shoved into 2 months.
Did anyone buy anything?
No.
I did. Well, I got like minimal deals. I got people's Christmas presents, but I got them before just in case because I knew I'd forget. And I think I got like £5 off a hamper that was like £30, maybe. That's That's about it. That's the every year I never actually get anything for myself or benefit, but I did get some Caramore stuff from Sports Direct.
Cool.
So that's not so bad.
I'm going to bank on the fact that my brother doesn't care about my professional life and thus won't care if I reveal what I bought for Black Friday for his Christmas present. I bought the means for him to make his own arcade cabinet.
Oh, oh that's wow. dope.
That's it.
Did you buy him some wood?
Some wood and some paint. Okay. No, it's like one of these like sort of flat pack. You put
that's
your
really
own
cool.
screen in it and stuff.
That is quite good. Yeah. I was going to buy that expensive TV as we talked about the pod last week. Still couldn't bring myself to do it. So I got a discount on Headspace, that mindfulness app for the year.
Oh, nice. I subscribe to that. How do you find it?
I love it. You know when you were younger, you used to have those like CDs on the front of magazines that you play a level of a computer game until it was absolutely rinsed, like for a whole year. I've used the free version of Headspace for so long. And it's not like I can't afford it, but I was like, oh, well, it's 35, it was like £50. It's a lot of money, he says, like spending loads of money on just absolutely nothing some days, you know, rather than investing in your own mental headspace. So I went for it. And I was like, what a great purchase. Haven't opened it yet, but you know.
I find that I still end up using all of the like the free bits though. I never like delve into. It's like, do I know myself well enough now to do the one about my long-term goals? No.
No,
I'm still a trainee meditator.
You're too young for that. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I kept doing. I kept using that, you know, the first 10-day one, you know, it's sort of like the basics. Then I was like, come to the next one. And I was like, brilliant. I was going to do it every day, set myself some time aside to like start the day. And I felt, you know, you generally do find things are better when you give yourself 10 minutes, even though it's not a direct correlation, I don't find. It was better. And yes, I finally bit the bullet on that one. Cherie, how are you?
You know, just clean it up best pages. I've been doing the midnight shift since Thursday. So midnight to 8 a.m. I have been surviving off of my Thanksgiving food. I made 2 roasted ducks with pomegranate glaze, spicy stuffing, honey cornbread, parmesan roasted Brussels sprouts, and I made a bacon apple pie. So I have been subsisting off of that. And so I've not only am I sleep deprived, I've most certainly put on at least 10 pounds.
I had cereal. I didn't even have any cereal for breakfast. I've had a McDonald's today. That's it. And that's very atypical for me to eat so badly, but I feel great. I feel super happy.
Maybe there's a correlation there.
No, there's not. I'm happy that I gave, after 5 days of just straight hardcore, like trying to sort everything out, it was nice to just go, oh, I'm going to do something I'd like to do rather than like, have I eaten sustenance? And the answer generally being no.
What did you have, though?
I had a double Big Mac meal.
Cool, nice. So is that 2 Big Macs or a double Big Mac? Is that a thing now?
A Big Mac with double patties in it. But I mean, even then, it's still like half an actual burger.
That's what a Big Mac is.
Honestly, yes. Vic, I don't really understand it. I haven't been back to the office for ages properly, and I found out the Burger King had gone. They built a road.
Burger King's gone?
Yeah, what? Burger King's gone, yeah.
What?
Oh, wow, I'm just told it. Yeah, it's just loads of rubbish in there and nothing outside. I was like, that's where I was going.
I mean, that ain't far off of what it was like to begin with.
Because to be fair, our colleague Matt Swider did have his phone stolen in that very Burger King.
Things are always happening to this man when he's on the road.
That was the same
it
holiday.
It was the same holiday.
Where he got caught in Egypt, yeah. The Swider. We should do the Swider Chronicles a day on the podcast one day. I'm aware that I said we have got a really short podcast going for you today. So let's get into what's been happening this week. Does anyone know what's happened in tech this week? Anyone?
No.
Any ideas?
I mean, no. I know there's a Qualcomm event going on either right now or it's over. So I'm assuming we're going to hear some stuff about mobile chips and maybe something about Qualcomm trying to bet. I hope Qualcomm has an answer for Apple. Somebody needs to have an answer for Apple.
It's true.
I don't think it's going to be Qualcomm, but I hope somebody has to come up with something with that M1 chip. But I know that happened today.
I've been playing the first few hours of Immortals Fenyx Rising, which is Ubisoft's kind of lightweight Zelda/Assassin's Creed kind of spin-off clone-y thing. I haven't really played enough for it for our review yet because of the crazy week that we've been in. But if you're into your open world games and you want something with kind of more like a Saturday morning kind of kids TV vibe, you know, it's like He-Man the game or something, which it's been quite fun, colorful. If you can't get Zelda on a PC, here's a good alternative for PC gamers or PlayStation people. PlayStation people.
Yeah.
I'll have a bit more of a rundown for that at the weekend for Tech Radar readers.
I know we should be talking about what happened in tech this week, but I tell you what I still find slightly confusing from the Black Friday week that's just gone is, why does everyone keep buying the same stuff?
What do you mean?
Well, as in, like, well, not the same stuff, but like you looked at all the sales and it was like iPads when I stopped really quickly, Nintendo Switch when I stopped really quickly, AirPods really big discount when I stopped really quickly. It's still like it's the same sort of kind of things every year that we see come in, go out. Has everyone got them?
Well, they're things with longer lifespans though, right? An iPad, a Nintendo Switch, they'll last you for longer. And I think we have to remember our point of privilege where we see these devices very early doors, right? So a Nintendo Switch to us now, I wouldn't say it's long in the tooth, but you know, it's been around the block, you know. It's taken its training wheels off. But for the average Joe, we all know ourselves from personal experience, you wait a year for something to mature, right? You wait for something to get a bit more discounted, or you wait for, our advice often to our readers, very rarely do we say, especially when something's brand new, like go jump in now, buy, right? We encourage people to wait a little while, whether that's for the price to discount or a platform to mature. So, you know, it's baby steps.
Yeah, I think we're seeing that with the PlayStation and Xbox, I think, where like I found myself that I've got, now that I've had such a while with the PS5 and Xbox, I've kind of played a lot of the launch stuff and I'm just kind of in a bit of a not knowing what to play now. Like, I'm waiting for the new big stuff to hit, but otherwise I'm probably going to go back to playing the games that I played on my Xbox One, and I'm kind of holding on to Valhalla, which is quite long. But yeah, apart from that, like, if it hadn't been that through work I was playing it, I probably would have held off for a good while until that flourished a bit more.
And I guess there's an argument to be made that, like, these are, I mean, they're still luxury items, so this is a bit of a probably not quite the analogy I'm trying to make, but like the everyday staples now, right? Like you want an iPad in your house for that moment, for when you want an iPad, whatever that may be, you know, in the same way that you want a laptop in your house for that moment that you need it, whatever that may be. So in the same way that, I don't know, your mum and dad would buy, I don't know, a new saucepan.
All right.
I've got another question for you. So in Italy, Apple has been fined. How much has it been fined? Let's have a look. $12 million for unfair claims about iPhone water resistance, where basically the Italian authorities have said that the marketing showing that, you know, you can, the iPhone is water resistant up to a maximum depth of 4 meters to 1 meter, depending on the model, for up to 30 minutes. However, it did not clarify that these claims were true only in the presence of specific conditions in laboratory tests, basically. And that people, if they did get water damage to their phone, their warranties would be invalidated. That's what it's saying right now. So I don't know about that one, because I mean, the whole, you know, waterproof versus water resistant is two very different claims. And Cherie is coming in with a hot point. Here it comes.
Here's the thing. That water protection, it's not for, oh my God, my phone fell in the pool. It's for one instance only. It's for it fell in the goddamn toilet. Because everybody uses their phone in the toilet, and every now and then somebody gets butterfingers, and they have to, then there's that freeze, like, oh God, I've got to put my hand in the toilet. Did I flush? Oh, maybe I did. Oh no, it's sitting up, like, and so it's for those moments when you're trying to sit there, like, how much do I need this phone? Like, how much do I not value my hygiene? And the answer is, oh, well, I spent about $1,000 on this phone, so bump my hygiene, I'm sticking my phone into this dirty, dirty bowl. That is what the protection, the waterproofing, the water resistance is for. It is not for a pool party. It is not for the ocean. It is for your toilet, because you're going to take it in there, and you're going to drop it at some point.
My younger brother, it wasn't a fancy phone. This is probably about 15 years ago now. He thought he was being smart. Back in the days before, trading contacts from like one phone to another was done in the cloud or backing up over a certain sort of app, he'd saved all of his contacts to his SIM card. Remember the days?
Oh, yeah. Back in the day.
Yep, classic. And he dropped his, it wasn't this phone, but let's say it was of the era of like a Nokia 3310 or something like that, into a festival toilet. He couldn't leave it behind for some reason. I can't remember if it was something to do with there was some sort of job interview contact on there or something he needed. So he put his hand in, got it out, and then
kissed it. So happy to have it back.
Try to just, as you do, cleaned it with a little lick, but he walked around the rest of the day with his his pooey phone in a plastic bag at this festival, and then it lived on our garden porch for a week before Martin had the guts to actually open it up, get his SIM card out, and save what was. What was on there? Water resistance. I like it.
what I find strange about this is that over the last 6-7 years, when phones have been dubbed as water resistant, waterproof back in the day with Sony, I think, and then they got in some trouble for that because waterproof is a very different word and moved it forward, and so they made it water resistant. Many manufacturers have been going for this, and like Samsung, their warranty doesn't cover water damaged phones, and yet they're dubbed as water resistant. It just seems strange that this has been attacked with Apple. I mean, Samsung just looked as being sued in the past in Australia for the same kind of thing. It just seems weird that manufacturers are trying to get away with this.
Also, who really, there is a whole ass hole in your phone. Yes, they've got rid of one hole with the with the headphone jack, but there's still the charging port. There's a whole ass hole in your phone. That's where No.
I think it is on them, though. It's on them to be more upfront about it, right?
Yeah.
I think the average person, if you use your marketing and it's like, hey, look at, Michael Phelps swimming with his iPhone or whatever. Oh, Michael.
Would he be holding it, or would he be sticking it in his trunks?
Under his swimming hat. Under his swimming hat.
Yeah.
And then there's disclaimer, Michael Phelps was underwater for 10 seconds, something like that. It's no good to people.
Michael Phelps is world fastest swimming.
Yeah. His 100 meters takes 4 seconds. He was in the pool for 2 seconds.
Gerald, can you try and quickly sell me some insurance, then tell me that lots of claims aren't valid?
I'll be pretty good at that. Yeah, they have an obligation to be more upfront, I think. If you start saying, I think if you say water resistant up to 4 meters for 30 minutes, and then in little brackets you have under lab conditions, the lab conditions then being after 30 minutes our technicians pulled it apart, air dried it with our special Apple magic machine, and then put it back together to make sure it works, then it's not the same thing, right? It has to be real world conditions. And I think you should never advertise a feature of a product unless it can be verified by a human being in a real world condition, even if that's in the optimal conditions. But
But I find that interesting in the sense of, I think you're completely right. It's whether the marketing tells a story that consumers will just naturally believe and not question. That's the key part of it, right?
And people trust Apple, right? People trust Apple in their marketing.
Do you?
I think the average person does. I think the story of people still think you can't get a virus on a MacBook. You know what I mean? That's a kind of a thing that has stayed around in people's heads. And in the same way, I think people think they're paying a premium for these magic technologies that Apple invents once a year, and I think they have a duty to kind of be a bit more transparent about
it. So what you're saying is the real test should be dropping these phones down a festival toilet and seeing if they make it.
Exactly. Exactly, yeah. Right?
And can you get your SIM card out still?
Y'all are making me hit a whistle register that I really don't... I can't even do what I'm actually singing. But the horror of what you're saying is just making me reach a new octave. Bravo! Bravo. Oh, what? Jesus!
I'll get Martin on, my brother, for the next podcast, and he can retell it. You know.
As part of the Swider Chronicles, we could do that as a side thing.
Yeah. Tech from hell.
Does anybody want to have a quick crack at the 1 minute fake news blast?
Fake news blast?
Yeah, you have to come up with as many stories as you can. Gerald, you're doing it.
No. Yeah, Gareth, yes. Look, let's be real here. Of the four people on this call, who's going to say something potentially libelous?
Also, slanderous,
that will get us in trouble, you know?
Well, that's right. We can edit it out if it's needed. Ready, Gerald? You got to make up?
I'll say it so quickly. You won't even know I've got it in there, you know? And before you know it...
You're the best at this. You do this, like, day to day.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is just what you do.
All right.
You're just...
All right. I'll make it a call and response thing. One of you shouts at a brand, I do a fake headline. All right? That helps
all right. Okay, and just to be clear, disclaimer, these are all fake headlines. None of them are based on anything. Any representation of anything, person, real life or otherwise, is completely coincidental. Gerald, 3, 2, 1, go. Samsung.
Samsung has just released a new bullet that hits the sun and then brings the sun to your phone and then it charges your phone with sunlight.
Razer.
It's a long headline.
Razer in a new problem. No. All right. You're asking me to do something after I've worked for...
Sharp.
Sharp and Razer in new Sharp Things partnership.
Go on, Vic.
PlayStation?
PlayStation in new deal to make air traffic control stations play together.
Nintendo.
Nintendo.
LG.
Life's good when life has Gareth involved and G, Gerald. Life's good for Gareth and Gerald.
Xbox
your socks off with this great deal from Microsoft.
Time. We're now a minute and 10 minutes. A minute and 10 seconds there.
Matt, our editor, can just get rid of that.
I mean, it's not libelous, any of it, so I feel like it's...
Anyway, no, you know, that was the problem, right? Every time you said something, I had something I wanted to say, and then I was like, I can't say that. And you just put me on the spot, because you know I'm the one who'd say something that would get us in trouble, and I'd be the one who then has to be like, oh, well, actually, you know, it did come out of your mouth, Gerald, didn't it? It did come out of your mouth. So, yeah, thanks for that.
Sharice has been eating a chocolate bar or something during the whole way through that. It's just been amazing.
Sharice's having a lovely time. You put me on the spot. You make me look like an idiot. Yeah.
I think we watched a man break down. It was wonderful.
Yeah, you did.
You do this. This is what you get because you do this all the time. And instead you've been asked a quick fire. You told me once we were going to go live, we're going to go work on a boat. We were moving to a canal boat.
that'd have been nice though.
That was good. I did enjoy that.
Actually, right. It was both of you.
That's true. Yeah, we did. Sheree, I'm just, you got your mouth full while you're dancing. Can you sign us off with a 1 minute unpopular opinion? Unpopular opinions. Let your hate unfurl. Sheree's gonna come up with something in about a minute. Unpopular opinions. Yeah.
So unpopular, we're still thinking about the opinion.
No, I got it. I hate doing deals. I hate them with a fiery passion. But
nothing unpopular about that.
But I appreciate them because, like, it helps people make those smarter buying decisions that are, like, is basically the foundation of my site. But dear God, when I am in the 20th hour of writing deals and like everything. Is that a spider? Wow. All right.
Was that right now, or was that? Are you actually live seeing a spider? Possibly.
Yeah, like a spider is just like making a web between my PlayStation 5 and my Xbox Series X. And
is there a better metaphor for that?
Good to see they're getting some use.
Well, I haven't been able to touch them because I've been working deals, which is why like I really want my life back. I cannot wait until the end of December. I am going to veg the hell out. I'm going to go so deep into my gaming cocoon that you like there's not even going to be a phone number there. That's how deep I'm going. Like I will answer the phone for my mother, because if I don't, she will think someone has kidnapped or absconded with me and call the police. So I will answer her calls, but no one else will get inside the bubble. It will just be me and my games. And maybe some food, because you need food, because I don't want to starve. But like nobody else, nothing else.
Right. Well, we have to call it there because we have hit our time for the podcast. It has been an interesting one. Also, talking to mums, I told my mum that I was doing a podcast. She only didn't realise this at all, even though I'm sure I told her. And she listened to the last one. I said, "Mum, you won't enjoy it because it's about tech and it's not your favourite subject." And she missed me and said, "I did actually enjoy it." So I don't think she'll listen to this one. Maybe I'm wrong. But if you notice, I didn't do any swears this week. just in case.
You just put us out there just being filthy, knowing your mom's listening. Oh, okay. I see how it is.
Cool. I don't think there were any swears this week. I think we've been pretty well.
No, actually, I've been listening specifically because of the fact. I was like, do we swear a lot? Right. Anyway, we do have to go. We're running out of time now. Vic, have you enjoyed this very short podcast? Thank you for being here.
I have. I do feel somewhat delirious, and this is all like some sort of fever dream, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Gerald, are you glad that you haven't possibly got yourself a court date?
Well, I'm glad I haven't possibly got myself a court date, but I'm not glad that my reputation for being funny has been sullied by putting me on a spot to try to come up with funny things, which just was out of order, Gareth.
I still think you're funny.
I thought you were very funny because of it. The PlayStation working with air traffic control to the airports play together. I'm still working it out.
So was I.
I had a great time. You know, I ate some candy. Said nonsense words. And yeah.
We're done. Well, I've had a great time because I made it here just about after trying to buy a plant in a shop. So there you go. Cool. Well, thank you everyone for joining. Quickly, Sheree, how can people get in contact with you?
People can get in contact with me on Twitter and Instagram at MissSmith11. That is M-I-S-S Smith11. And as always, check me out and my wonderful staff who work so incredibly hard, and I'm so thankful to work with them every day. Check them out on Laptop Mag. And as always, laptop then, laptop now, laptop forever!
And Vic, how about you?
That's hard to follow. You can follow me on Twitter at @hood_Vic. I can't follow that. I'm sorry.
Gerald, you can follow that, right?
Well, no, I can't actually. but you can find me at my new air traffic control tower, where I will be
playing PlayStation.
Playing PlayStation with the man from Southend-on-Sea Air Traffic Control Centre, Colin. Colin and me, we play games.
Will Major Tom be there?
Major Tom actually sadly passed away. He was the flight traffic control man from Gatwick. And he doesn't play anymore. We buried him with his Sinclair Spectrum.
Cool. And I before we go, actually, very quickly, I'm just gonna break my own point. I thought there was one headline I saw this week from your team, Laptop Mag, Sheree. Demon's Souls looked ugly as shit on my PlayStation 5, and I finally figured out why, from Mohamed Tabari. it was very, very good. I enjoyed that a lot.
That is actually from my Tabari party, Mohamed Tabari, who is the brother of yeah, my staffer.
That's what I was trying to say there, and my brain just said his name instead. I was like, is he related?
Yeah, no, I have a straight up Tabari party over at Laptop Mag, and it is glorious.
I love the phrase Tabari party, but do check that out. It's a good piece. And my name was Gareth Beavis, still is, editor-in-chief of Tech Radar. You can find me on Super Beav, and Tech Radar is all over the socials. You just type in Tech Radar, you'll find it. Do the same with Google, you'll find some stuff there. Very useful, very exciting, very intriguing. Thank you everyone for being part of this podcast this week. It's episode 42 possibly, and we'll speak to you next week where there'll be actual tech news, and we'll hopefully have a much more considered and thoughtful podcast. But I have had so much fun today, I don't care. Thanks everyone.
Bye.